T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. It was a quiet night in Kenosha after Kyle Rittenhouse of Antioch was acquitted on all counts in the shooting of 3 demonstrators during protests in August of 2020. 2 of the people shot by Rittenhouse in Kenosha died. A third was severely injured. WBBM's Brandon Eisen was at the Kenosha County Courthouse as the crowd grappled with the verdict.
For some, the news that Kyle Rittenhouse had been acquitted on all charges was very well received.
Well, I'm very happy about it. I feel like the 1,000-year-old right of self-defense was vindicated.
But for others on the Kenosha County Courthouse steps,
it's an outrage, and it's bigger than just Kyle Rittenhouse.
That bigger picture was taken differently on both sides, one praising the jury decision, showing that someone entering a mob can indeed protect themselves with deadly force. The other side concerned that it sets precedent for people to place themselves in a situation to exact their own vigilante justice. Others that gathered in Kenosha to hear the verdict questioned if this self-defense angle will be applied for everyone.
I know some friends and a couple counterparts of mine that's incarcerated now due to defending themselves, and they weren't able to fight that in court. So I think what's going on here, what's going on right now, I think we just need to focus on that law and figuring out who we need to let out of these prison systems that were only convicted when they were just defending themselves.
Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Reaction this morning from Rittenhouse family spokesperson David Hancock, who tells CBS2 the prosecution presented an inaccurate portrayal of events.
What we saw here was we saw a prosecution that withheld evidence to paint a revisionist history of their own claims as to what happened that evening.
Joe McMahon, former Kane County State's Attorney and special prosecutor in the case against former Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke 3 years ago, says this was a tough case to bring against a young defendant. He also says the prosecution hurt itself a couple of times.
I think the prosecution trying to turn Kyle Rittenhouse into, I think the term that they used, an active shooter, was a mistake on their part, and I think that made their case even more difficult. And I think at points, probably detracted from their credibility in front of the jury.
There were several local, largely peaceful protest marches to react to the verdict. A COVID-19 patient who sued Edward Hospital in Naperville to receive the controversial anti-parasite drug ivermectin, which is usually used in animals, is improving, according to his attorney, and is now breathing on his own. The story from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
Attorney Ralph Larigo, who's from upstate New York and has been filing lawsuits across the country to get court orders to use the drug, appeared before DuPage County Judge Paul Fullerton. Fullerton ordered that the patient, 71-year-old Sun Ng, be given ivermectin over the hospital's objections. Ng had been on a ventilator, and Larigo told the judge after 5 days of treatment by an outside doctor, Ng removed the breathing tube on his own and is no longer in intensive care. The Daily Herald reports he said the man's daughter feels this is a miraculous situation. But Joseph Monahan, the attorney representing the hospital, said the man's condition was already improving before the judge ordered the controversial treatment. He said, "We continue to strenuously object to the false science narrative that's being given to the court without basis." Larigo fired back, "The arrogance of the hospital is amazing to me." That's the story from the DuPage County Courthouse.
Things to do around the Chicago area this weekend. Here's WBBM's Rachel Pearson.
Lincoln Park Zoo ushers in the holidays with the return of zoo lights. Walk through a twinkling winter wonderland with dazzling light displays that includes an enchanted forest and a maze. Christmas around the world and holidays of light return to the Museum of Science and Industry this weekend, highlighting the customs of more than 50 countries and cultures. Zoom out to the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont for the world's largest all-indoor car show devoted to muscle cars, dealer-built supercars, and Corvettes. Step back in time and experience life on an 1890s working farm with a tour at the DuPage County Forest Preserve's Klein Creek Farm, located in West Chicago. Sing and dance as the Rock and Roll Playhouse in Thalia Hall in Pilsen presents the music of David Bowie for kids. Feeling nostalgic? Grab a ticket to a presentation of Charlie Brown Christmas on stage at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan or the Goodman Theater's annual production of A Christmas Carol. Also happening this weekend in Chicago, the opening of the Chris Kindle Mart at Daly Plaza, the Mag Miles Light Festival along North Michigan Avenue, and the skating rinks at Maggie Daly and Millennium Park. And the Bears are back Sunday to take on the Ravens. WBBM's exclusive live coverage from Soldier Field starts at 9 a.m. For a list of many more things to do this weekend, sign up for our Windy City Weekender newsletter at WBBMNewsRadio.com. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
It's a question that many have pondered. What would you do if bundles of cash fell from an armored truck and it was just there for the taking? WBBM's Mike Krauser has that story of some high school students in Skokie.
Zev Goldstein and Kobe Kamish were outside Fastman Yeshiva High School on Thursday morning when it happened.
It was so windy, literally money was floating in the air.
They told their story to CBS 2.
Hundreds of 20s just lying on the ground.
I was like, whose is this? Where is this coming from?
It's the best day of my life initially.
And then we look across the street and we see the armored truck.
The money had blown away while an ATM was being serviced. The boys said someone else was picking it up too. They collected about $800.
And I thought the right thing was to give it back to the people that actually, it's their money.
That's the story from Skokie.
We are coming up on the Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday, and there are a number of opportunities across the Chicago area for food pantries to distribute Thanksgiving meal kits to needy families. Alderman George Cardenas teaming up with the 12th Ward Business Community today to donate more than 2,000 turkeys and food baskets to Southwest Side families. It runs from 10 o'clock this morning until 4 in the afternoon at Marina Crossing on 43rd near Western in Back of the Yards.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.